blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 204, stanzas 1 through 4. O God, how good thou art to all the pure of heart, though life seems vain. Burdened with anxious care, I groped in dark despair, till in thy house of prayer all was made plain. 1 through 4 of Psalter 204.
Fears, but
Scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. John, chapter 14. But first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, and for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God of heaven and of earth, we may be together again in this evening hour, and it is all in thy sight. It is all before thy holy countenance. Also all that has taken place in this morning hour in the midst of us as a congregation. And Lord, thou art the trier of the reins. Thou art the searcher of the hearts. That is not our work, but it is the work of thee, that Holy Spirit that thou wilt send into the world, thou didst say when thou wast here below, that it may comfort thy true church. And Lord, when we have come in an outward way alone, then we have not received of that true comfort. Then we receive bread and wine, but we go as empty as we came. Lord, if that was the portion of any of us in this morning, wilt thou then open the eyes to see our error, that we may be corrected by thee in measure, but that we may not be brought to nothing, and that we may not be brought to destruction, and that thou would open our deceitful hearts for thy word in this evening, that it may enter then for the first time. But Lord, if thou hast given us to come to that place in truth, then it shall be for the strengthening of that which thou hast planted in our hearts. And so often, then it is but in a mysterious way, and that it is even that it is not felt in the heart of thy own people. And Lord, thou knowest how that it is in the life of each one of thy own. May thou grant a blessing, even in this evening hour, when our heart could be so cold, so hard under all thy word and thy sacrament. Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him and pourest out so many blessings in this life? We can return to thee nothing but a hard and a cold heart. And Lord, if thou dost not break it by renewal, so it shall remain with us. But thou hast more than one blessing. Oh, we beseech thee for thy true church. When it could be in a way of turmoil in this evening, that thou may give a little rest and quietness under thy holy word, that thou may give us a word from above for thy people. And Lord, when it may have been felt in this morning as something of that comfort of thy dear Son, may thou give then also humble and thankful hearts, that thou dost strengthen still upon that journey upon which thy church does travel through this life, going to that time that they will one day appear before thee, and where thou wilt receive them into everlasting habitations. Lord, may thou confirm thy own work by renewal, and wilt thou give that strength that is necessary, that they may open their mouths also for the profit of others, and that thou may lead others in that way everlasting. Lord, we have read it in thy holy word. Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And so are there also those who have not yet found that way, and who still must experience something of the greatness of their own sin. Lord, when thou hast opened it and when thou hast brought into the prison, could it please thee also to give a little light therein, and that thou may speak to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that thou may reveal thyself for the first time unto those who can find a way to return unto the Father. Lord, may thou draw to thyself as that blessed mediator between God and man, he who has paid that price so fully that there is nothing left for that church to pay, he who has finished everything in his blessed passive and active obedience so that it was to the satisfaction of thee, the Father. Lord, may thou give it to be shown, to be experienced, to be felt in the heart of thy own true children. And Lord, when we have not been enabled in this morning to come unto that table, because then we have no desire for that which is of Thee. Lord, when we still lie in the midst of death, that spiritual death in which we have been born, Lord, then we beseech Thee that Thou may be this the after speaker of that holy sacrament, and that Thou would speak through Thy word even in this evening hour. Lord, may it be bound upon the hearts of many what the danger of our condition is as we go to eternity, that it may become the burden of our heart that we love not Thee and that we serve not Thee, and that we may be drawn by Thy Spirit, Lord. Oh, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and Thou canst say the word only, and then we shall be healed. Lord, wilt Thou look upon each and every one in all the circumstances of this life? Oh, that Thou would have dealings with us, that Thou wouldest not leave us to go our own way, and that those dealings may be sanctified unto the welfare of our poor, never-dying soul. Also her that lieth in the hospital in this day, Lord, may Thou look on her and grant her a blessing in her place, and all those that mourn, wilt Thou supply in all their needs and in all their cares. And wilt Thou look upon all those that bring Thy word through the length and the breadth of this whole world. Lord, send more servants into Thy vineyard, and uphold those Thy shepherds that Thou hast sent forth to lead Thy sheep. Oh, may Thou give unto them by renewal the endowment of Thy Holy Spirit, that it may be experienced that Thou art on the right and on the left hand, that Thou dost give from above everything that is necessary, despite their own iniquity and sin and undeservedness. But wilt Thou send also more servants into Thy vineyard, because that harvest is great and the laborers are few. Lord, wilt Thou bind it yet upon the hearts of some, that may truly be converted and called and thrust forth by Thee in Thy own time and way. And do for us what we cannot do. Look upon us as a denomination. Wilt Thou give elders? Wilt Thou give deacons? Wilt Thou give mothers? Wilt Thou give fathers? Wilt Thou give teachers within our schools, that may have the true and tender fear of Thy holy name, and that may go before in that way of leading, in setting a right and an upright example before others, that the fear of Thy name in all its tenderness concerning the walk of each day, and may be seen, may be felt, may be experienced also among us. Wilt Thou go before those that labor within our own school? Lord, strengthen them every day. And wilt Thou bless those labors to the hearts of our dear children? Wilt Thou look upon all those that are on the mission fields? Wilt Thou strengthen them also, provide in the way of our own mission field a servant to labor amongst them? Lord, may Thou go before. May Thou show that Thou leavest us not altogether, but may Thou be a surprising God. Wilt Thou look upon all those that labor in the midst of our government, strengthen, encourage them in their labors, but not for the ways of sin, Turn us again unto thy law and to thy testimonies. Be with those on the battlefields. Lord, remember them again in the week that lies before them. And wilt thou supply, be thou a refuge unto them. Oh, that thou would put away all the devices of the devil. Give that evil may not triumph in this world. But wilt thou cause thy name and thy truth to be known in the midst of all nations. Bring it, Lord, even unto the ends of the earth. Wilt thou go before us in this evening hour? Lord, wilt thou help us? Thou knowest who we are when we must bring thy word. Lord, it is not in our power. It is not in our strength. It is not in our words. All we need that thou would give us a little strength from above. And thy Holy Spirit in this night, oh, that thou would feed thy people. Give us wisdom. Give us discretion. Oh, give that thy word may receive a place to enter in, and that it may not be without fruit, and that we may not be in the end cut down as a fruitless tree. But wilt thou provide out of thy own fullness, from the blessed storehouses of Joseph that are so full, for those that are hungry and for those that are thirsty, that are not able to bring it out of their own fields. Lord, we beseech thee for thy help, for this night, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 175, the first three stanzas. Come, all ye people, bless our God, and tell his glorious praise abroad, who holds our soul in life, who never lets our feet be moved, and though our faith he oft has proved, upholds us in the strife. The first three stanzas of Psalter 175. Mass. Congregation, the apprehension that is in the heart of men at an affliction, at a trial which is approaching, that is never easy. Then often the heart of man is filled with anxiety concerning the things which are lying before him in his pathway. So it was also in the life of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the Lord Jesus did not forbear to instruct his disciples concerning what was lying in the future, that there was, we read, a fiery trial that was to try them. We read in the chapter previous to John 14 that the Lord Jesus says, "One of you shall betray me." And then he speaks how that he himself is going to be taken away from his disciples. Thus he is honest with his disciples, though anxiety did fill their hearts. And after the Lord Jesus is inflicting such wounds in the heart of his disciples, then afterwards he is pouring, as it were, balm and oil into these wounds. Thus it is in this chapter. So he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Then he tells them the reason why that he had to leave them. Thus he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." And then at the same time, he gives instructions unto his disciples for that time when he will be away from them, for that time that they will not be able to enjoy his physical presence, when they may not hear every day the blessed instructions which are coming out of his lips, how they must behave themselves when he is gone. Do you also wish to hear such instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because many have a desire to hear the Lord Jesus as a prophet, but there are not so many that desire to hear the Lord Jesus as a king. And then, congregation, that is not the true work of God. No, then we are looking for the benefits, but we don't want to walk in the ways. Balaam says, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. But he did not want to live the life of the righteous. It is, congregation, an hour of reflection for what has taken place in this morning hour, and we wish for this purpose to speak to you with the Lord's help out of John 14, thereof the 15th verse. John 14, thereof the 15th verse. If ye love me, keep my commandments. So far the words of our text. The trial of love for Christ. First, the existence of that love. Second, the proof of that love. The trial of love for Christ. First, the existence of that love. And second, the proof of that love. Congregation, an hour of reflection. Where was our place in this morning? Was it necessary that we have kept our place in our bench? The Lord Jesus, he says, if ye love me. What must we say then? That we go over this world with no love for the Son of God. Indeed, that is the way we have been born. Indeed, that is the way we travel when nothing has taken place in our life. Then we see no beauty in him. We see in him no comeliness. And then it is right. Then it is right indeed that we stay in our benches and that we come not forward to that holy table of the Lord. But congregation, how is it now in our heart? Can we live so? Or is that never a burden to us? Because either there is love in our heart or there is no love in our heart. Thus, how do we go over this world? That same essence that is necessary for that right participation of the Holy Supper of the Lord, that is also necessary to die. Thus, we make a confession when we say, I have not what is necessary to come there. And then we also make a confession that we say, I have not what is necessary to die. This past week, we have stood at the bedside of Mr. Alleman. And you know what he said? He said, we wait too long to pray. We told you that, boys and girls, we wait too long to pray. Not to fold our hands, no. And not to bow beside our bed, no. But congregation, when? When will it become an urgent matter for us? Will it become an urgent matter at our deathbed? Or will it become an urgent matter before then? What is necessary for that Lord's Supper? That is necessary also to die. Oh, may the Lord then bind it upon our heart. And when we must make such a confession that we are not able to die, that we do not dare to stand before that judgment seat of God, or is it ever your guilt that you miss that love that the Lord Jesus speaks of in our text? He says, if ye love me, is it ever our guilt that we don't love him, but that we are his enemy? Is it ever our guilt that we don't love him, but that our whole life that is not for his service, but for that service of the world? Oh, do we ever consider his goodness? Do we ever consider his long suffering? Are his commandments, are they grievous to us? Is that now a yoke that is too heavy for us to bear? Or are not his mercies so free? Is his grace not wide as the ocean? Will we continue to harden our heart as we continue every Sabbath day under the preaching, under the reading of that holy word of God? Oh, seek, congregation, seek. Seek to enter into your own guilt. Oh, ask the Lord to show you what that woman saw. That was that she had an issue of blood, that she was polluted from the head to the toe. Because when we have never a sight of this, we will never have any love, any need for that blessed mediator. The congregation, that line that is drawn through the midst of the congregation, that line that is drawn never in this world in a perfect way. And thus, it is possible that there were some that did not come in this morning and yet are not strangers of this love that the Lord Jesus speaks of here. If ye love me. Oh, surely the Lord knoweth them that are his. But often that people, they do not know that they are his. So often there are so many questions. So often there are so many riddles in their heart. Oh, then they hear that text, if ye love me. And they say, yes, that is now just the point. If ye love me, do I really love him? 'Tis the point I long to know, am I his or am I not? Or from where do you wish to receive instruction? From where do you wish to know that it is true? Do you wish to hear that from the mouth of man? Or do you wish to hear that from the mouth of the Lord? On the other hand, the Lord Jesus says, if ye love me, what was congregation the sin of Peter? Peter, he confessed. He says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. How could he say that? All that was open to him, that was revealed to him, he saw something of the preciousness of the beauty. He saw something in his own need of that mediator. The Lord Jesus said that to him himself. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, because this was not shown to thee of flesh and blood, but of my Father which is in heaven. Or if nothing of that second person, that Son of God, has ever been revealed to us from that Father in heaven, then we do not deny the Lord Jesus Christ by not coming unto that table. Then that is impossible, because there are those, they say, I cannot deny that the Lord has stopped me in my life. That my life has become different. It is surely not the way that it was before. Oh, I love that house of the Lord. I love His Word. My heart goes out after the Lord in holy longings that I cannot deny. And thus I come there. Why? Because otherwise, then I would be guilty of that sin of Peter. But congregation, then we make a mistake. Because that was not the sin of Peter. Or we can indeed know something of that love of God. That can even be true. Or our heart can be drawn after Him, yes. And yet we have never seen any beauty in that Son of God. Oh, still that Son of God remains such a hidden person to us. And thus, by staying away from that table, then we do not sin that sin of Peter, because the Lord has shown Peter something of that second person. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, Peter has seen Him, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Peter knew it. And then to curse, and then to swear, that he did not know who that the Lord Jesus was, that was the sin of Peter. And why? All because of the fear of man. Or is that so in your case, congregation? That it is but the fear of man, and that has kept you from testifying of that power and of that grace of which you are no stranger. Oh, then we hope you may receive something also of those tears of Peter, and that you may not deny him again if ye love me. Was Peter forgiven? Yes. Oh, that was a dear child of God. And he was also restored by the Lord. But he also had to suffer those bitter tears. And why? Because of the love that lay in his heart for Christ. If ye love me. And Peter had to confess it. Lord, he says, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Where did that love come from? From Peter? No. John says, love is of God. Thus, that love that is shed abroad in that heart of Peter and in every one of that true church. So it was true for Peter that he loved him because God first loved Peter, as it is true of every one of the true participants of that table of the Lord. No, they cannot deny that love. But at the same time, they know and feel and experience from where that love has come. Christ does not reconcile friends to himself, congregation, but he reconciles enemies. And therefore, it is such a wonder if a person may be allowed to come unto that table of the Lord. Then it is such a wonder that a person may taste something of that love of God. That a person may be given to feel something of the power of that broken body and of that poured out blood of that blessed mediator. And that for such a wretched and a guilty sinner, one who deserved only to be cast away from the Lord. What does the Lord then say to us this evening? If ye love me, why? Because there is also a people that may sometimes come unto that table of the Lord, but in whose heart that love does not really dwell. Or we can come there for so many reasons. We can come there just to be seen of men. What an awful thing. We can come there out of a temporary faith. And we can come there out of a mere emotion. Without that love for God and for Christ. And now what does the Lord Jesus say? He says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Thus the Lord puts before every one of us a test. And then especially before those who have made a confession of that need and of that love in this morning. A test. If ye love me, keep my commandments. He says it is not enough if it dwells in your heart. It is not enough if you speak about it with your mouth. No, because we can say so much. It is not enough that you come to approach that table of the Lord. But what does he say? The fruits, they must be seen in your life. That is now the great difference between the hypocrite and that true church of God. By their fruits, the Lord says, ye shall know them, if ye love me, keep my commandments. That is, congregation, the life of sanctification. The life of sanctification flows out of what? It flows out of love. Oh, there is a people in the world that condemn that blessed doctrine of free and sovereign grace. Why? You know what they say? It makes men careless and profane. You have to set a reward before men. You have to, as it were, force them to do it. You have to lay something before them as a reward. Otherwise, they will never desire to keep the commandments of the Lord. Congregation, then they know nothing of that love of God shed abroad in their heart. Then they know nothing of a life of gratitude. Then they know nothing of what it means to melt away under the great goodness and the mercies of the Lord. Oh, how different was that with David. He says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, his delight, he says, that was in the law of the Lord. And what was that a result of? That was a result of the mercies of the Lord. David says, I will run in the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Oh, David felt it. We don't run in the way of his commandments when it must be a matter of duty. When it must be a matter of force, then we have no love. But when the Lord will enlarge our heart, when the Lord will make our heart so full with His goodness, with His love, with His mercy, with His grace, oh, then how we shall run in the way of His commandments. Therefore, the Lord Jesus, He lays this out now as a test. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Was that not how he tried Abraham? When he said to Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. When the Lord would take away from us the most dear possession that we have, oh, then will that love for Christ shine through all that comes against us, so that we are still ready to run in the way of His commandments. Was that not the trial that King Saul failed? When the Lord tried him, and when the Lord told him to wait, and he could not wait until that time that was appointed of the Lord, and that he has stepped forward in transgression of the commandment of the Lord. Oh, to do a sacrifice. But what does the Lord say? Obedience. That is better than sacrifice. And congregation, that the world in which we are living, that is full of religion, and that is also full of such sacrifices. So that men, they are bringing great sacrifices in this life. And they say with Saul, I have now obeyed the commandment of the Lord. What does the Lord say of it? He says it is a rending of your garments and not a rending of your heart. And what does the Lord say? He says it is to him an abomination. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth them. They are a trouble unto me, he says. I cannot bear with them. All great sacrifices, but missing something. Missing what? Simple obedience. Simple obedience out of love. If you love me, keep my commandments. Bring forth therefore works meet unto repentance. What doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? True, filial, childlike obedience to that law of God. Not out of a desire to build up one another. Not as out of a desire to say, I will believe it of you when you will believe it of me. And so we talk with fair words to one another. And congregation, it is no love. It is no love. It is hatred. Because it is soul destructive. But love is honest with our neighbor as we are traveling to a all decisive eternity. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Many want to make that law of God null and void. Why? It is a burden. It is a burden. It is grievous. We say that belongs to the Old Testament. That's what the Lord gave on Sinai. Now we have a new rule. Now we walk by the law of faith. But that law of God was never replaced by another law. It is true, the Lord Jesus explained that law much different than the Pharisees and the scribes. All that was to the people new. Oh, it is true, the Lord Jesus came to fulfill that law. It is true, the Lord Jesus came to deliver his people from the curse of that law. But the Lord Jesus never did away with that law. It is perpetual. Therefore, he speaks about my commandments. He is that lawgiver. Therefore, when we will preach the gospel every Sabbath day again, then we are reading that law of God. Therefore, we are explaining that law every year again in our Heidelberg Catechism. And in what place in that Heidelberg Catechism? That is in the part of thankfulness. Why? That is in accordance with the Word of God. What does the Lord Jesus say? If ye love me, keep my commandments. And therefore that law remains with that church that law of God. What do we read here? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. If a man love me, he will keep my words. That is the proof. That is the evidence of that love. But he says, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. This congregation, how is that in our life? Let us sing first. Psalter 40, 1 and 3 through 6. The law that the Lord has ordained is perfect, the soul to restore. His truth makes the simple most wise, the truth that is sure evermore. 1 and 3 through 6 of Psalter number 40. If ye love me, keep my commandments. We must remember here, congregation, what the Lord Jesus is doing. And he is preparing his disciples for that time, and that he will no longer be bodily present with them. And now wherein do we see the love of those disciples for the Lord Jesus? We see that in their sorrow that he is going away. He says, therefore, you are sorrowful, and he was right. We see that in their indulgence in the bodily presence of the Lord Jesus. And now what does the Lord Jesus say to his disciples? He says that that time is come when they will have to miss him, and that they must learn to live by faith and not by sight. And the Lord, as it were, channels that stream of their affection. He says unto them, if you now love me, then keep my commandments. Oh, even that true love that can be carried away in its passions. The Lord Jesus gives them the remedy for that trouble that is lying in their hearts, and he diverts them to their duty and to diligence in the way of his own precepts. Why? That they may show the evidence of that love. That will be for their own benefit. That will be for the honor of the Lord. That will be for the coming and the establishing of his kingdom here below. If ye love me, keep my commandments. His commandments, what are they? We spoke about the moral law. But all the Lord Jesus had said so many things when he was here below. Thus, not only repentance from the ways of wickedness, but self-denial. He spoke about taking up their cross and following him. He said that they ought to have their treasure in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. He has instructed his disciples not to take thought for the things of this life. He has instructed them in temperance. He has instructed them in chastity, in the forgiving of the trespasses of one another, and so many things. If ye love me, keep my commandments. How is that now, people of the Lord? If ye love me, keep my commandments. There was a man that came, he came to the Lord Jesus. He says, Lord, what shall I yet do? And the Lord Jesus said to him, keep the commandments. He said, Lord, all this I have done from my youth up. What do I still lack? We read in the Bible that there will be those who come to the gate of heaven, and they are going to show the Lord how they have kept his commandments. When saw we thee a hungered or a thirst or a stranger or naked or in prison and did not minister unto thee? They have kept the commandments of the Lord. How is that now, people of the Lord? Congregation, I tell you, there is a people that have sat at that table in this morning, and that hear the command of Christ,
And then there is a sigh. A sigh. You say, have they no desire for that? Oh, yes. Yes, they have much desire for that. Oh, that they might only keep the commandments of the Lord. And their heart goes so out in love to Him. But the experience of their life is, it is not so. And it cannot be so. No, that is the life of sanctification. That is a warfare that Paul waged. The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. That is now their burden. That they carry over this world. And congregation blessed. Blessed are that people who remain a sinner to their last breath. Blessed are that people who are not able to climb one rung on that ladder of uprightness. Blessed people. Say, blessed people who cannot do what Christ says they should do, who cannot fulfill what their heart goes out to Him to fulfill. Yes, blessed people. Why? Oh, the need for that blessed mediatorial work of that Son of God. That is not only to be justified, but it is also to be sanctified. It is also that they might be washed, so that to the last breath, they have to say, Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That is the way that the Lord is receiving His honor. More and more, they will see the value of that free and sovereign grace. By moments learning to sing what they shall sing one day, not unto us, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory. The need for the precious blood of Christ that is increasing. And the value of that blood, the preciousness of that blood, and the suitability of that blood that is increasing. Oh, how now to receive that blessed sanctification. The Lord, He says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And the Lord is now setting that people in the way of the receiving of that Holy Ghost. God is holy. God cannot dwell with sin. But their bodies, He says, they shall become a temple of the Holy Ghost. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter who shall abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you, and he will take and apply of that mediatorial labor, the redemption of Christ in the heart of his people, and exert the influence of his Spirit to cleanse that filthy and that polluted soul. He will sanctify them, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. How does he work it? Congregation, it is a mystery. The Lord Jesus says that the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. That is the continual mystery for the true church of God. But that washing that is going to continue despite themselves. And he is going to complete that work. No, in this life it shall not be complete. Or in this life they shall continually be plagued with an indwelling sin. It always must be a wrestling against the wretchedness that lies in their flesh, that new man against that old man. It must continue a life upon their knees. O Lord, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight no man living shall be justified. That abhorrence for themselves that can only increase in their life. Why? So that they might look forward to that day when sin shall be no more. And that they may look forward to that time that they may depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, therefore, people of the Lord, if ye love me, keep my commandments. That is your calling. No. Not that you may end up in a old and a broken covenant again, but because without it you have no evidence of your justification, and without it you have no need for Christ in the way of sanctification, and without it there is no entering into that place where he is. And why not? Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. All may the Lord give, that by faith you may be given to make use of that precious blood and of that broken body. Oh, that this may be your rest. By moments as you travel through the Meshech of this life. And all that it may be experienced as the beginning. The beginning of that peace and reconciliation. When he said, it is finished. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, O thy command that is so precious, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And thy command that is so impossible, so that it is the grief of thy true church. O wilt thou open more and more that necessity of thy dear Son, now also in that way of sanctification, and that they could not let thee go except they may receive a blessing from thee. Lord, wilt thou thus go with them even in this week to come and into the future? Remember all of us. Bring us safely home. Help us in this coming week. And when we hope to be together, also to bring with that mourning family the last remains of a loved one to be committed unto the earth. Lord, may thou remember them, strengthen and uphold them. May thou help us too, and give that thy word may be sanctified and blessed. Forgive all that is sinful for Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter 428, stanzas 2, 5, and 10. O, let thy spirit be my constant aid, that all my ways may ever be directed, to keep thy statutes so to be obeyed, that from all error I may be protected. I shall not be ashamed and or afraid when thy commandments I have e'er respected. 2, 5, and 10 of Psalter 428.
Oh, let receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.